All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You'll gain confidence by going to a spot that makes you feel good.
When the alarm clock goes off in the morning, get up. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Get up.
And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody. No matter how badass they are.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Because he loves the process.
Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there.
You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it.
He said, before you even become number one, start to proclaim it and say it long before it happened.
The journey getting there was harder than going through it.
You gotta be the hardest workers in the room. Don't fuck the opportunity up.
If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something. Day after day after day, grind after grind after grind. Aren't you ready to take a break? Yes. But listen to me. I can't. Why? Because I grind for Jalen. I grind for Jada. I grind for Didi. I grind for my mother. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So the days I want to hit that alarm clock, I think about my why. I can't quit.
No one will outwork me. No one.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Don't tell me you want it. Show me you want it. Are you willing to put in that time? Are you willing to study film? Are you willing to run those sprints all the way through? Not halfway. You see, the game of football was created in the realm of gladiators. It was an arena of barbaric people chanting for the warrior who kills the most. You see, football comes from the same bloodline of gladiators. And when you step into that arena, oh, it takes a special man to step into that arena. Because when you step into that arena, you don't know if you're going to walk out. You don't know if you will live after these 60 minutes. But that's what makes you special. That's what separates you from the normal, from the mediocre. Young King, you gotta display something that you already know you have in you. And that's the will to win. That's the will to be unselfish. Because football takes a certain mentality to play it. There's no better feeling in the world than smelling those hot dogs and hearing that band on Friday night. There's no feeling better in the world than walking out on Saturday with all your friends and family watching. see what you do all off season. It's what your season will be. And once you understand that king is gain, it's not for nice people. Some play the game to just see the crowd, and others play it to make their bloodline proud. To take mama out the projects and put sister in college. To dress their mother up and give her the world. To one day stand outside of a beautiful home and say, this belongs to you, mama. I ran those sprints, I ran those hills, I broke my arm for you, mama. I kept running when I was bleeding for you, mama. See, mama, this game, yes, it's dangerous, but it teaches us how to be a man. It teaches us responsibility. It teaches us to go to class, because without it, we can't do what we love. And that's play the game of football. Believe that you have enough. Take all that pain that you felt your entire life. And right now I'm talking to one of you seniors. Before you step on that field, take yourself back to that dark place. That place where you had no hope. And I want you to remember how far you came. And when you step on that field Saturday or Friday night, you look your teammates in the eyes and you tell them, we didn't come this far to only come this far. Royalty.
You know, Denzel Washington talks about consistency, the importance of consistency. You got to put in the work, you got to go for it. But you have to have consistency. Because without consistency, you putting in the work, the dream is nothing but a dream.
Right.
And I get all of that. But you have to be able to look at yourself. And you have to be able to be honest with yourself and know when you mess up. Because when you mess up, it's going to catch you.
Mm.
What I mean when I say it's going to catch you is, at some point, you're going to look at you and you're going to say, I didn't try. I didn't go for it. But I often tell people this, particularly when it comes to relationships. Relationships come and go. Things don't work out sometimes. But there is nothing on earth worse than when you know you're the reason it messed up.
Mm.
See, if somebody mistreats you, if somebody that you love don't want you no more, but you wanted them and you treated them right and blah, 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 but it didn't work out, it hurts. But you'll be fine. Most people will be fine. When you're not fine is when you know it was you.
You messed up.
You messed up.
You heard that.
Everybody you've run across has had apprehension about who they are, where they are, where they're going, etc. But really, the most important thing, it requires like a literal look in the mirror.
Mm.
Asking yourself how you will feel if you never try. Because there's no one that could become all they could be without looking at themselves.
Absolutely. What is your definition of greatness?
My definition of greatness: sustained excellence. Anybody could be great for a moment. Anybody could have their moment in the sun. But who you truly, truly are at a particular craft is whatever is done over a sustained period of time. To me, First Take being number one is not what I'm proud of. I'm proud of the fact that it's been 11 years straight. That's what I'm proud of. And the fact that I was able to do that at a continuous level, that means I had to put my head down and just be about the business and do the work. I'm brilliant because I know I'm not. I steal from those who are. And I learn from them. And I disseminate that level of brilliance that I got from other people, always giving them credit, number one. Number two, here's the biggest thing. I think I'm the best because I think about the company. How can I help? How can I make my bosses more money? How can I get some of it? That mentality,
that's a game changer,
is what makes me the best.
That's a game changer.
Because what I'm saying is, I'm not saying I'm the best because I articulate myself on television better than anybody else. Even though I think I work as hard as anybody, but I work more than anybody. Yeah. Or that I got, even though I've been number one for 11 years in morning television, pardon the interruption, is number one on ESPN, not me. I'm not those guys. They're the institution. You see what I'm saying? I understand who I am. But what I'm saying is that you show me what winning is for the brand, and I'm going to bust my butt to go and get it for you. I've shown I'm trustworthy. Yeah. That you can trust that I'm going to be at the top, or I'm going to go down swinging. But there is never a moment that I'm on the air that I don't think about what they want. And a lot of times, it's just like a musician. If you Jay-Z, you run a Rock Nation, you're a billionaire, blah, blah, blah. Do you make music just for yourself, or do you think about what the audience would want?
If everyone could take this in and realize it's about the win-win. When I was playing high school ball as a freshman, trying to make the varsity.
Right.
And I wasn't as good yet, but I was tall, so they put me in there, right?
Right.
I would listen to the coach and say, and complaining about some of the starters who weren't hustling. He said, we need more hustle. I need you guys diving for balls, jumping out of bounds. And I was just like, I'm going to be the hustle guy. I'm going to do what he needs, what he wants, so I can play. And try to help him win. And that got me on the team. It's like working for a company. It's like, if you can help the company make more money, and show them that, they're going to want to continue to support your growth.
Yep.
The win-win. So this is, for me, that's brilliant. And I don't think a lot of people probably think you think that way.
They don't. Because if I wasn't interested in making a difference, if I wasn't interested in impacting the lives of others in a positive fashion, they would have not been interested in giving me the time of day. I had to be interested in something greater than myself to get their interest to elevate in me. Being as excellent as I could possibly be on a day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out basis.
Why is the truth so important?
You have to have the truth to have a starting point. And your true self is found in that very uncomfortable zone. We all look for toughness. We all want it, but we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. Those of you who are listening to this, you will not find it. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts, where you can't swim and you're drowning. Where you're drowning. When you say, you know what, man? Dad. Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. It's in our head saying, you know what, man? Dude, you're not doing shit. you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. In this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you got to go through all of this shit.
You're not succeeding. You're not achieving. It's because you're afraid to go in that dark place to find yourself. You're setting goals you know you can reach. And when you do that, that fear, that insecurity, that doubt, that's where you grow. You must always set goals that you think you cannot achieve. And then there you get better.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, the amount of mental pain, of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go.
Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. So if you really want it, you realize what trying is and what trying is not.
Pain is inevitable. Pain is unavoidable. We can't live without pain.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
How much pain can you endure?
Are you willing to use your pain?
Sometimes pain can be your friend, and sometimes pain can be your enemy.
There will always be pain. There will always be betrayal. There will always be somebody that doubts you, somebody that overlooks you, somebody that underpays you, somebody that undervalues you, somebody that talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk, somebody that's with you but not for you. We're always going to experience pain.
You just got to understand how to use pain to your advantage.
You've been through too much to retreat. Don't run from the discomfort. Lean into it, feel it, and remind yourself that it is only temporary.
Pain can lift you up even when you're feeling down. Pain will remind you that you are still alive. Pain will push you beyond your threshold. Pain is just doing its job.
So use it, because it's always going to be there. There will always be a measure of pain in your life.
In order for things to change, you've got to be willing to get up and do something. You don't have to be perfect, but you've got to make a move. Pain is an indicator light that lets you know that you need to take action on something.
See, we're talking about the game. We're talking about growing. We're talking about suffering so that you can go further.
The choice is yours. Use the pain to your advantage.
That Eric Thomas that grew up in Detroit, and had like that Detroit mentality, while I love it, it doesn't transfer to every community. I had to let the dream destroy you. Let it strip you. Let it remake and mold you. Don't be afraid. Some of you are afraid. Listen to me. Wherever you from, if that's where you from, if you leave, you can always come back. I promise you. I promise you, when you come back, you can get right back in the conversation. Ain't nothing gonna change. I promise you, whatever world you're from, if you go to other worlds, you can always go back to that world. The version of you that you are right now is a blessing, but it won't take you to the next level. What got you here won't take you there. So let the dream destroy you, tear you down, redefine you, build you back up, make you stronger. The first version of Eric Thomas, the high school dropout, that guy would have never been able to stand here and help you. I had to destroy that Eric Thomas. No matter who you are, if you're average or if you're good, when you get around greatness and you stay around greatness, you start listening to great podcasts and reading great books, and you start hanging around great people, and you start becoming a part of great masterminds. God, you just evolve. And I don't know what happened, but every year I went from a high school dropout and homeless to I started to becoming every single day more of who I am. And I can't believe it. My next goal is to win the Nobel Prize. Why? I had to come up with something. I am giving you permission to be great. I'm giving you permission to be everything you were called to be, to do everything that you're capable of doing, to have everything you're supposed to have. Listen to me, you have to be careful when you hang around average people. All they're going to do is tell you what they can't do, and that's okay that they can't do it, but that has absolutely nothing to do with us. We can go from being homeless and high school dropouts to having PhDs, writing books, and becoming the voice of a generation. We can do whatever we believe we can do, and we don't need anybody's permission to do it but ours. You are brilliant. You are special. Yes, you're different, and yes, you're not doing it the traditional route, but greatness is upon you. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. And the 12 years to get the four-year degree turned into a master's degree. And the master's degree turned into a PhD. God, I can't believe it. I went from being a high school dropout, from being homeless, living in abandoned buildings, to eating out of trash cans, to Dr. Eric Thomas, to writing 6 books. God, are you hearing what I'm saying? Today, stop playing small and start playing big, because I am. All right, let's stop on 3. 1, 2, 3. I am. 1, 2, 3.
I am.
1, 2, 3. I am.
I am.
I am. Listen to me. I was literally homeless. I was coming to church, not really taking showers. I wasn't brushing my teeth. And this guy looked at me and said, you need to get your GED. You need to leave Detroit. I'm going to send you to college because greatness is upon you. I was 16, 17 years old. I had never spoken a day in my life. And this guy saw it. Like, he saw something in me that I didn't see. And he gave me permission to be what other people said I couldn't be. He gave me permission to believe I was great. He gave me permission to think I could change the world. He gave me permission to start something that had never started in my family before. He gave me permission to say, I am, I am, I am. Listen to me very closely. When you graduate and you get a job, if you want to get paid, you never say no. You never say it can't get done. Don't you ever say out your mouth it can't get done. Even if you feel in your heart it can't get done, you don't say it out loud. You let the broke folks say that. You let the folks they firing first say that. You always say it can get done. Even if you don't think it can get done, just say it and try to make up something. I'm being real. I'm being real. I don't deal with people who say, or they get paid real low in my company. They like maintenance when you say, I don't know how, or I don't think it can be done. I'm like, okay, cool. You won't be like, at the end of the year, when bonuses getting passed out, you won't be getting no bonus. What I need you to do is I need you to kill the noise. I need you to embrace the I am. And however you get it done, I need you to get it done.
Not everyone needs to understand your purpose. Not everyone needs to understand your mission. But the truth is, it's about passion. It's about discipline. It's about awareness. It's about accountability. You should know that being uncomfortable is not the end for you. It is a wake-up call that you have been comfortable for far too long. People think if they're in a comfortable state that everything is okay. But it's not okay, because when chaos shows up, you got to have the ability to push through it, to fight through it. Why were you at the gym so many hours? Because you were trying to get it. Why did you turn down those parties and those drinks and those drugs? Because you were trying to get it. Now it's time to grind. Now it's time to fight. Now it's time to believe. Now it's time to know that your success story has yet to be told. It ain't gonna happen by itself. It's not gonna change by itself. You got to be prepared to put in the work to get to that next level and go beyond. You rise up from negativity. You rise up from fear. You rise up from doubt. You rise up from weakness. You rise up from the excuses. You tell the world that you got work to do. So you got to stay dedicated. You got to keep on pushing forward. You got to keep on fighting the good fight. You got to put aside the excuses, because excuses won't lift you up. Excuses won't give you the power that you truly need. Don't sit back and have a pity party. Don't sit back and wait for an opportunity to happen. It is up to you to go out there and get the opportunities. You want success? Then go get it. You want to be better? Then be better. You want something more than what you have right now? Then you got to have the desire within your heart and go strong and go with everything you have. I'm ready to wake up each morning knowing that every day is a new adventure. This is what it's all about. The future. The now. My mind is clear. You have to wake up from the lazy mentality. You got to get past this mindset of thinking that everything is supposed to be easy. Believe me when I tell you, I know what it feels like to be uncomfortable. But I'm not the only one that had to suffer through something. I'm not the only one in the world that had to go through some kind of agony, some kind of loss, some kind of setback. But I didn't give up. I didn't quit. I had to realize that I need to be uncomfortable. I didn't say that, hey, why am I doing this and why is this happening to me? What did I do? I didn't say that to myself. So today, you rise. When they put you down, you rise. When emptiness starts to come inside of your heart, you rise. When you start to feel that no one cares about you, you rise. When everyone thinks that you are less of yourself, I'm here to remind you right now that you have everything you need to rise. You know that good things don't come easy, but you are ready to embrace the hardship. This is my life. You are stronger now than ever before. The time that you have right now is to make a difference. Make it possible through the good and the bad. Make it possible. Do better. Be better. Keep moving. Never quit. Be productive. Be strong. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, rise up and conduct your business.
Pain doesn't mean you're finished. Your pain is trying to get you to get up.
See, there's the physical pain. There's the mental pain. In fact, there's even the spiritual pain.
It could be a painful day emotionally. It could be a painful day relationally. It could be a painful day financially. Are you going to complain? Or are you going to use it to your advantage?
Your pain is calling you to a higher level of thinking and a higher level of performing.
We have to come to a conclusion and know you got to hurt so you can grow.
It hurts when we hit in the gym. It hurts when we're lifting these weights and we're trying to accomplish a goal. It hurts. It's painful. It's daunting. It's cumbersome. I don't want to do it. I'm sweating. I'm bleeding. I'm crying. I'm suffering. But after I've suffered, there is a reward.
For those that are fighting and battling with mental stress, let me remind you, if it did not make you, it can never break you. You got to know how to rise above it. You got to know how to endure. You got to know how to fight for. And that pain, there's never a day off. Maybe this pain wasn't my enemy. Maybe this pain was building me up, even through the hardship.
So instead of a temporary fix, I'm challenging you to use your pain as fuel so that you can begin to design the life you want. You see, you can't build muscle without discomfort. You can't build a business without experiencing challenges, rejection. You can't get a strong and fit body by just laying around and eating whatever you want to eat. No, in order to get there, you have to experience the pain of discipline.
Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain could make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
I'm going to use the lessons I've learned to my advantage.
Let pain serve its purpose.
Use the pain.
You're not supposed to go through life without a struggle. You're not supposed to go through life without some kind of a setback. Throughout the course of your life, you will build on it. And you will grow from it.
If you really want to grow, you've got to be willing to admit when you are the issue. There were times when I was ready to give up, but I pushed through the pain and I made it. And that means that you can make it too. Just like you made it through your last storm, you're gonna make it through this one. Dry those tears and get back to work. Dry those tears and get back to your mission.
When pain shows up at your door, when people try to inject it, inflict it, use it to your advantage. I'm not complaining because life got heavier. I'm celebrating because I'm getting stronger. Let's go! Use the pain!
Your time is not up yet. Your time is right now. Your time is at this moment. And through the pain, you must rise up again.
But as long as I can feel it, I'm not in a state of paralysis. If you can feel it, you can move it. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. All the blood, all the sweat, all of the suffering. I know you want to quit right now, but this is not the time to let go.
What are you going to do with your pain?
Keep going. Use it to your advantage.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.